Perek Hey Mishnah Yudalid. Arba Midos B'Hochli L'Beis HaMedrash. There are four different kind of people when it comes to going to the Beis HaMedrash to hear Torah from the mouths of the G'dayli Hador, the Rosh Hashivas, the Talmidei Chachamim. There is the person who Hoylech Ve'eino Oisa. He goes to the Beis HaMedrash. He finds himself within the atmosphere of the Beis HaMedrash, and he gains from that. However, he is not learning with great hasmada, with great diligence, and he's not being successful in his learning. He's not concentrating on the words of the Talmid Chachamim. So on that, Schar Halicha B'Yada, he gets reward for going to the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara in Brachas Davav Amid Beis says, Igra De Kala Riata, the main reward for the special gathering that they used to have, the Kala, the Yarche Kala, many people did not understand the shear that was given, but they received the reward for the Riata, for the running, for the going, including oneself in the atmosphere of Torah. The Meiri says that Hoylech refers to a person who leaves his town. He goes into Golis, he goes into a faraway town in order to learn Torah, but he's not successful or he doesn't try as hard as he should. But he still gets Schar Halicha B'Yada. He still gets the merit of going to a Makom Torah. What about a person who learns at home and he might even be Matzliach in his learning? He perhaps, had he gone to the Beis HaMedrash, he would be Matzliach more. But he is finding some success in his learning at home. Oise, he's doing, ve'ein ha'olech, he's not going to the Makom Torah, so at least Schar Maisa B'Yada, he gets the reward for whatever he accomplished at home. A person who's ha'olech ve'oise, he goes, as the Miri learns, he goes to a place away from his hometown, and he learns diligently there. And the Medrash Shmuel says that even though he might be a great Talmid Chacham and he could say to himself, I'm above the level that I'm finding in the Beis HaMedrash, yet he lowers himself and says, I will go into the atmosphere of the Beis HaMedrash. Such a person is doing acts which are chassid, lefnim yishur sadin, more than the din requires. Lo yahaylech v'lo yahaysa, a person who doesn't learn, but not only doesn't he learn, he doesn't even go to a Beis HaMedrash, he doesn't put himself into the atmosphere of Torah, such a person, unfortunately, is considered by the Mishnah a Rasha. Perek Hey Mishnah Tezvav. Arba Midos B'Yoshvei Lefnei Chachamim. The Meforshim explained that Lefnei Chachamim refers to Tamidim Muvhokim, Hameshamshim Bekvius Esra Beseim. We are talking about, in this Mishnah, excellent students who are learning with great diligence in front of their Rebbeim, in front of their masters. And this Mishnah tells us the Bar Tanura is discussing the ability of the student to separate the clear, correct understanding of the Torah, the clear, correct svara, versus one that is not clear and correct. So there are four different types of students. Svog, one is like a sponge. Umashpech, one is like a funnel. The third one is mashmeris, like a strainer. And the fourth one is vinofa, like a sieve. And now the Mishnah will explain each one. Svog, shehu sofeg es hakol. There is a student that sits in front of a Rebbe and absorbs everything. And he doesn't have the clarity to understand what he is receiving from his Rebbe, which is 100% correct, and where there could be an error, he has no ability to distinguish between one and the other. He's a sponge that takes in everything and lets nothing out. Then there is the one who's like a mashpech, shemachnis bezoi umaitzi bezoi, just like a funnel takes from one vessel and pours it out into another vessel. So too, the student who's like a mashpech, whatever you teach that student, he forgets it very quickly. Kiboloi kach polte, as he absorbs it, so he emits it at the same time. He has no ability to retain what he has learned from his Rebbe. He's like a mashpech, a funnel. The third one is a mashmeres. Shemoitziu es hayayin v'koletes es hashmorim. A strainer is built in such a way, this vessel, that it lets out the good wine and it holds back the sediment. So too, there are Talmidim who, in a shir that they're listening, for example, the Rebbe makes a milsa de b'duchas, a joke. The joke they remember, and the ikar of the shir they don't listen to, or if they listen to it, they forget it. But what they do retain is the tuffle, the unimportant, and they let go of the ikar of the most important, just like a strainer. And finally, v'nafa, there is the Talmud who seems to be the best Talmud, the one who's like a sif, who he lets out the unrefined flour and he retains the best kemach, the best solas, the most pure flour. That's what he retains. He lets out the unrefined flour. Shemoitziu es hakemach, he lets out the unrefined flour, v'koletes, and he holds back, he retains es hasolas, the very fine flour. So too, there is a Talmud who has the ability to, when he hears a svora, he makes sure that he retains from his Rebbe only that svora which is crystal clear, which is correct, and he has the ability to separate and distinguish between the good svora and the one that is not as good. He is compared to the nafa, to the sieve.